The issue of behavioral health, and as a broad umbrella, is on just about everybody's radar screen. When we met with the governor and the lieutenant governor and his staff, we talked about this issue at length. There is a recognition at that level that something significant needs to happen this session. Governor and the First Lady had a special breakfast meeting, and they invited what was going to be a smaller group, ended up being a large group of stakeholders, legislators, counselors. I think it underscored the interest in this area, and it covers a multitude of agencies: Human Service, the Health Department, Corrections, Education. The Governor and the First Lady both spoke to this issue, and the Governor called on all of us, including the private sector, coming together, joining hands to attack this issue. Now, having said that, we also know that it's going to take money. There are a number of bills, and I don't have them with me, that are intended to impact the issue of mental health in a host of different ways. Our challenge is going to be able to bring those together and have a meaningful investment in behavioral health this session. And I appreciate your concern on that. Leanne Birch, Department of Corrections, spoke to our committee, presented her budget a week ago, and she is willing, she said, take a chunk of money out of our budget and put it into these services. We are going nowhere. The prison is full, or nearly so. County jails are full, and we will have a surplus of inmates in the next year and a half or so. No place to put them. Over $100 a day. And she said, we're not treating them. Not to say anything against county component. We have some counties that want prisoners, and she said, we need the overflow, but if it's a monetary decision on the part of the county to have prisoners for dollars coming into their budget without therapy, we are spinning our wheels. So she wants to get a program in place, people out of prison, getting treatment, whether it be work release programs or what have you. And we also heard that there are employers out there, a growing number of employers, willing to hire inmates with lesser criminal records in a job setting. And some employers are doing that. And nowadays, with electronic monitoring, with drug patches, with bracelets, many are see that as a way out, light at the end of the tunnel. They have treatment, they're working, they feel productive, and it's win-win. But that is a big issue. The Lieutenant Governor spoke up when we brought this issue up, and he said it's impacting every last agency in state government. Behavioral health, addiction, drugs, every agency. Job service, unemployment compensation, the judiciary, corrections, education, all of our agencies. And it's impacting the private sector, work productivity, not showing for work. It's a state crisis.